This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It's a Friday, and it's time to take a cruise into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with the one, the only, Prashoban Naidu. And once again, he's always enjoying himself in the driver's seat. Today, we're looking at two SUVs that are making waves for very different reasons. And the recently updated Haval H6 HEV and the Suzuki Across, blending efficiency and practicality. Both bring hybrid technology into the mainstream, but they cater to slightly different buyers. So let's get into it and unpack these two beautiful cars, man. Good afternoon and welcome back, Prashoban Naidu. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic in yourself.
Blessed and highly favored as always, Prashoban. Thank you so much for coming through once again. Let's get straight into it. Now, let's start with the updated Haval H6, that is HEV. What stands out to you, or for you rather, with this facelift?
Well, it's quite a good-looking SUV. When I got it on test, I mean, there's many subtle tweaks to it, not major, but it's still quite a refined and already popular SUV as is. But what you've got updated styling, a bolder grille, sleeker LEDs, and inside it's even more tech focus with larger screens. Although I'm not a big fan of the tech, because I do miss buttons to press, but out of all Chinese cars, it's a little, you know, ticks the boxes quite well here.
All right. Now, how does the hybrid system perform in, you know, real-world driving, especially in terms of power and fuel efficiency?
So I was quite impressed with this in terms of its execution on the road. I mean, it has a 1.5-litre turbocharged motor paired with a hybrid system, so you've got a lot amount of power as well. I've got about 179 kilowatts at disposal. And efficiency-wise, quite brilliant. I was getting about 5 liters per 100 kilometers. So left me quite impressed. And I really struggled to finish, because usually you get a full tank of gas. And I struggled to finish the tank. I had to give it on a full tank, man. I didn't really have much time to use it as much as I could, but really impressed. And the hybrid system is quite seamless. And I've never seen a launch control in Haval. I mean, wow. This thing has a launch control, which was quite impressive. But very sprightly. I think if you're a family man and you want something that has creatures of comfort, tech, and punch, this might be it, eh? Not too bad.
Sounds really, really impressive, Prashoban. And I mean, in such a competitive SUV segment, what does the H6 HEV position itself in terms of value and rivals?
Okay, so it brings a lot of tech, a lot of creatures of comfort, and a lot of safe plans as well as service plans. Our ultra luxury trim was 682,000 rand. So it's still a lot of money to fork out, especially when you go and head to head against established rivals. Got your Corolla Cross HEV, you also got your Tiguan, you got your Sportage, your Kia Sportage, that's just to name a few. So I think, would I take it? I would, I don't mind it. I think, but there's just something about legacy brands and other more established rivals that just gives you a bit more reassurance.
All right. Now let's switch over, you know, to the Suzuki Across. And this is quite a different offering. What's your overall impression of it?
Quite different, eh? I like it. It blends a lot of simplicity, practicality. It's basically like a rejuvenated Suzuki Grand Vitara. Very clean, minimalist in terms of its design, cabin. I like that they kept it quite simple, but also stylish. Even the design is very, you know, they've taken so many design cues from other cars, which... I mean, obviously, they won't say, but it looks like little elements, like the front end is giving VW Teron vibes. But all in all, it looks quite good and very sensible as well. Very sensible while on it and the crossover.
All right. And on the road, does it have a bit of a punch to it?
Not really that inspiring. Eh? It has a 1.5-litre naturally aspirated motor with the hybrid system. You're getting 73 kilowatts. So as you can imagine, we were at the car launch for this in and around Cape Town, the mountain passes. It's okay. It's not really that inspiring in terms of its execution on the road, but it soaks up bumps and with ease, and I think that's where it shines the most. And it's a comfortable commuter that definitely needs more power.
Sounds like it's not the right market for the younger market, if I may, the youth kind of market, if I may call it that, Prashoban. But would you say, you know, the Suzuki Across is best suited for? Who would you say it is suited for?
definitely family goers, and it's priced quite well. It's about some 350,000 grand. So I think that's where Suzuki comes in at a win, because a lot of other rivals, like you saw the H6, almost double, it's double that. So I think if you want efficiency, practicality, and style, and a lot of safety systems and tech, then this might be it. Hey? And I don't mind it at all. What a good choice. It's not a bad car.
All right. Thank you so much, Prashivan, for sharing all that information with us. But before we let you go, can you please share your motoring tip, and let's kickstart the weekend with that hot jam.
All right. Thank you, Kimba. So if you're driving a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid, smooth driving is key. Gentle acceleration and braking helps maximize the electric motor's efficiency and also can significantly reduce fuel consumption in everyday driving. And let's go for the classic TKZ, Kala Mapensula.
Most definitely. Prashivan, thank you so much for always taking your time to come and join us on a Friday afternoon. Really do appreciate you. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Prashivan, and cheers to the listeners out there. Peace.
Yes, and that was Prashivan. I do catch him here every Friday, same time, same place, for latest motoring scoop. You can also check him out and his work at topspeed.com and petrolheadafrica.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.